In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom DiLorenzo today from Florida, and I'm with Maria Vadia. We're talking today about authority. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me, both on heaven and on earth. Go and make disciples of all nations." That's what we fail to do. We baptize, but we don't make disciples. It's all about making disciples who have authority over the things of God and over the things of the world. Authority is something that's given to us. It's part of the ticket. I told you the story about Maria and Giuseppe and the two children. They're coming from Italy to go to the United States. And Giuseppe decides to buy a lot of cheese and bread for lunch and dinner. And so they eat cheese and bread for one day. They eat cheese and bread for 2 days. After the fourth day, the little boy, Giovanni, says, "I'm tired of this bread and cheese. Can you give me a nickel for a Coca-Cola?" That's when Coca-Cola was a nickel. And he said, "Okay, but don't beg anybody." So the boy doesn't come back for 2 hours. And he's got all this food on him. The father said, "I told you not to beg." He says, "Daddy, all this food comes with the ticket." They were eating bread and cheese when they could have been eating great food. Let me tell you, authority comes with the ticket of faith and baptism, that God has given authority to you to do things, authority over the land, authority over the sky, authority over sicknesses, authority over death.
Yes, and the last thing that the devil loves is for people to preach the gospel. And so he tries to come against us, to attack us, to stop us, to put roadblocks on the way, but we have authority over the enemy because Jesus has already defeated him by his blood at the cross. And in Luke 10:19, it says, Jesus says to us, "I give you authority to trample over every serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy." Not only that, in Ephesians 2:6, it says that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What does that mean, to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? That we are seated in a place of authority. We are seated in a place of victory, that everything is under our feet. I don't know what you're facing today, but you know what? Start trampling. Start stepping over every problem in your life and start releasing your authority. Actually, Father, what we need to do is enforce the victory of Calvary.
Yes, we enforce the victory of Calvary. Jesus said, "It is finished." It is finished, and he gives us his authority. He's, even over the weather, how many times has Maria prayed that the hurricanes would go out to sea? And that's what happens. We have that authority, you know, but we don't use the authority. And authority is like a muscle. When you use it, it becomes greater, and you have greater authority. When you don't use it, it just fades away. It's been given to us with the ticket, with faith and baptism. I tell you, we need the authority of God, and we need to make disciples. Oh, yes, I have made disciples by the grace of God. I have made disciples by the grace of God, people that now are doing what I did and more. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Discipleship. As I said, we've been very good in baptizing people. We have not been very good in making disciples.
The Bible says that we are a nation of kings and priests. And we were baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. And there's a difference between all those anointings. And for example, we are very used to the priestly anointing in our lives because all of us are priests unto the Lord, not like Father Tom, that he says Mass and gives out the sacraments, but there is a priestly anointing upon our lives, which means that we can go before the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. We can pray, we can intercede, and we are very used to pray. We're very used to pray at all times. I mean, in the Catholic Church, there's many ways to pray, but I'm telling you today, we're not used to use the kingly ministry. And it's a major difference between the priestly ministry and the kingly ministry. The kings rule and reign. They enforce the victory. And something that is very, very important is that the kings make decrees. They establish. They enact laws. And what is a decree? A decree is a declaration that has the weight of law. It has the force of law, something coming out of the courtroom, something coming out of the king's mouth. And we are seated in heavenly places as kings, and we can start decreeing and declaring the will of God and the heart of God. So you might be asking, so what do we decree? You know what? The heart of God. The word of God. What does God say in his word? For example, in Luke 10, verses 8 and 9, the Lord says, in every city that I sent you, heal the sick there and tell them the kingdom of God has come upon you. So I don't have to beg God for healing. He has sent me to heal the sick, and He has sent you to heal the sick. For example, we were in Africa, Ellen and I. We went into a very remote area full of Muslims. What did we decree and declare? Thank you, Jesus, for all the healings that we're going to see here, because you have sent us here to heal the sick. So we decree and declare we're going to see healings and miracles and signs and wonders. And let me tell you, even in the first session, we saw miracles. A lady that could not walk started walking and going up and down the stairs. That was a miracle. Another lady that she said she had webs in her eyes. Those were cataracts. They were totally dissolved. And these are just two of the miracles that we saw on that first session.
People think that, oh, Father Tom can do these things. No. The authority has been given to the church. You can do these things. And you begin. You know how I began? I began by hearing people on the phone. And they didn't know that I was worried and didn't know what I was doing. But on the phone, I prayed for healing. And you know what? People were healed. And then I started to pray for healing at the prayer meeting. Oh, yes, I remember the man who came with the cane. And he said to me, I've got the miracle in my pocket. He left without the cane, and he went dancing with his friend. Oh, yes, these things happen. We've been given that gift of healing. You know what St. Thomas Aquinas said? If they do not listen to you, raise the dead. That's the great scholar. If they do not listen to you in one church or another, or in one place or another, go and raise the dead. We know that God has given us that power, and we use it. Not to use it is what to lose it. We know that. People call me from Rome and ask me to pray for them, and people call me from New Hampshire and ask me to pray for them. People call me from Vermont and ask me to pray for them. Oh, yes. People call me from the western part of the state, ask me to pray for them. They don't often tell me that they were healed, but you know what? Years later, they tell me, I was healed. I said, why did it take so long for you to tell me?
So what do we decree? God's word, God's will. That's why it's so important to have the word of God inside of us. You can also decree a prophetic word. And when we open our mouth and we decree and declare the will of God, the heart of God, something starts happening right away because we have the power in the tongue for life or death. I remember being in Canada, and there was a woman that came up for prayer, and she owned a business with her husband. And they had fired a man 5 years ago, an employee, because he was not doing his work. They fired him, and for 5 years, they were going before the judge, from judge to judge, from judge to judge, 5 years, wasting money on all those court appearances. And when she came up for prayer, I said over her, I decree and I declare an accelerated stop in this situation. I decree and declare the justice of God coming upon you because, you know what, God is a lover of justice. God is a lover of justice. So I decreed that over her life. Guess what happened? In less than 2 weeks, the case was settled. What happened? The decree that came out of my mouth, the declaration that came out of my mouth. And it happens because when we decree and declare God's will, something starts to shift in the realm of the spirit. Job 22, verse 28 says, and you shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you. So this is very powerful. This is the kingly anointing that has been poured over our lives so that we start acting like who we are supposed to be. Hallelujah. I was in another time in Tanzania, and I was teaching the people there the power of the decree. And there was an evangelist that I know very well. He was in the group, and he had a daughter that was living with a boyfriend for many years, and they didn't want to get married legally or in the church or anything. They just wanted to keep living together, and he was very annoyed by this. And he had been telling them, you people, you need to, you know, have your marriage blessed if you want to stay married, living together. So that evening, he started to decree and declare that his daughter and the boyfriend would get their act together. And he just started to decree and declare order into this situation. In less than 24 hours, the daughter's boyfriend called him and said, you know what? We have decided that we want to get married in the church. So what happened? Well, this man, the father of this girl, started to decree God's will and God's word over her life, and it happened. This is not magic. This is being who we are called to be. This is why we need to know the word of God. This is why we need to know where the anointing in our lives. This is why we need to know where we are seated. We have to have the throne room perspective. We are not victims. We are victors. And we are not orphans. We're sons and daughters with a glorious destiny, not only when we die and go to heaven, but with a glorious destiny on planet Earth.
The whole problem is we don't know who we are in Jesus. That's the problem. We think, well, that's the priest's job. And the priest says, no, that's the monk's job. And the monks say, you know, we can't all do all these things. We are all called to do them. You, when you were baptized, you were given the grace of God to live out your Christian life. Oh, yes, I am living out my baptism now because baptism is not just one day. Baptism is a life. It's like marriage. Marriage is not just what happens today when I marry her, but I continue to be married in the days to come. We don't believe these things. We say, well, you know, I don't understand, and I'm timid. Well, they used to call me Timid Tom. No more. No more timid. No more. Now, the word of God, I proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and healer and redeemer. Oh, yes, how I need Jesus. Let me tell you, I cannot work without Jesus. I cannot do anything without Jesus. I need Jesus so much. And you know what? He comes. He comes to fulfill the need. I remember in being in Arizona, and a woman was healed of blindness. Never forget that. That's the only time I've ever heard of anyone being healed for blindness. at our ministry, and she could go to the end of the room and see how many fingers I was raising. Yes, how many fingers I was raising. She said to her husband, "I'm driving home tonight." I don't know if she did, but that's what she said.
So basically, we don't have to beg God for what he has already promised. All we need to do is stand on that word and decree that word, decree the heart of the Lord, and we're going to start seeing things starting to shift and happen in our lives, in our families. See, people love to grumble and complain and to criticize and to pass judgment and to, murmur. But if we just start using our tongue in the right way, we're going to see our lives changed. So there are many examples of decrees in the Bible. For example, in the book of Ezra in the Old Testament, this is Ezra chapter 5, verse 13, it says that King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild the house of God. So this pagan king issued a decree for the rebuilding of the temple. What happened? Because he was the king and he opened his mouth and he issued a decree, what happened? People started to bring gold and to bring silver and to bring everything they needed. And finally, the temple was rebuilt. And even Jesus, when we go to Matthew chapter 8, when the centurion comes asking to Jesus to heal his servant, his slave, Jesus immediately said, "I will go and heal him." But look in verse 8, what the centurion says. He tells the Lord, "Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." So this centurion had a revelation of authority, and he knew that Jesus only had to speak the word, and that that word would land with healing on his slave. And that's exactly what happened. And we need to understand that we are supposed to carry on with the works of Jesus. John 14, verse 12, we're supposed to walk like Jesus walked, 1 John 2, 6. And part of our ministry as kings in this earth is to decree and declare, to use our authority so that heaven can be released on earth. Amen. And this is what the Lord wants, on earth as it is in heaven.
And it's for you. It's for you. You know, don't just listen to the broadcast. Learn what the Lord's trying to teach you. Learn what the Lord's trying to teach you. I decree and declare that what is happening is of the Lord, and I will decree and declare healing for Father Martin's father. I decree and declare that that stroke would be completely, completely dissolved in the name of Jesus. I remember we had someone that came to us, his name was John, and he had taken a stroke. And someone read a passage when Jesus healed someone of being paralyzed. And I said to John, "John, in the name of Jesus, be healed." The stroke left him. He was able to have his arms up in the air. But you know what? He went to a therapist. And the therapist said, "That couldn't have happened." But we all saw it. So John was without the healing because he believed the therapist. We saw it. I said to the people, "How many of you saw John get healed?" And they raised their hands. This is after. And he said, "But my therapist said that's impossible." And he believed the word of the therapist. You know, whose word do you believe? Are you believing the word of God? Whose word do you believe? Are you the word of the government? I want to see the word of God come about. I want to see God doing the things that he promised. Jesus said, "These things you shall do, and greater things than these." Imagine doing greater things than Jesus. I don't know if I ever have, but I can tell you that we're on the radio throughout the country. Jesus was only in one place at one time. That's what he willed. So we have a voice throughout the country by the grace of the living God. It has nothing to do with Father Tom. The great thing about Father Tom is nobody knows him out in the country. But he just preaches the word of God by the grace of the living God. I'm not Billy Graham. I'm not any great person. I'm just me. I'm just me, and I have the ability to bring the gospel to you and to people around you.
We have to know who we are in Christ. We are sons and daughters redeemed by the blood of Jesus. He has taken us out of darkness into light, Colossians 1:13. We were created with a kingdom purpose, and part of our life down here on earth is to carry on with the works of Jesus, is to go into that harvest and bring people to Jesus. And we need to understand that we are a nation of kings and priests, but we need to learn how to move as priests, and we need to learn how to move as kings. We need to discern this, and we need to start using our authority to see great changes happening on planet Earth. But so many people think like orphans. Poor little me. I'm not good enough. God has forgotten about me. Get over it. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about the one who lives in you. It's about the one who loves you. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of adoption. We see this in Romans chapter 8. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, he breaks that bondage to fear. And we can cry out to God, and we can say, Abba, Father. God becomes Daddy. God becomes our Papa. And let me tell you, in the kingdom of God, there is no lack of anything. No lack of anything. In the kingdom of God, there is abundance. Abundance of what? Of everything. Abundance of grace, abundance of joy, abundance of healing, abundance of freedom, deliverance, abundance of finances, abundance of gold and silver. There is abundance of everything. Actually, I've gone to so many places, and the Lord gives me words of knowledge that the Lord is giving jobs, and I speak out that word. That's a decree right there. The Lord is giving jobs. The Lord is opening up windows of opportunity, and I see jobs being given. You know what? I've seen people receive jobs in a matter of seconds, okay? In Poland, I had such a word, and the moment I had that word, somebody texted this guy and, you know, giving him a job. In Chicago, within an hour. In New Zealand, within 3 days. In Australia, within 5 days. In other parts of the world, within half an hour. So I'm just telling you, something happens when we speak with that authority. After all, we are a nation of kings and priests. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Are you coming to the School of the Holy Spirit? July 25th to the 31st. It's held at, what's the name of the hotel? Well, anyway, it's July.
Crown Plaza.
Crown Plaza in Woburn, 25 to the 31, July. And these are the things that we'll see. We'll see people getting healed. We'll see people receiving jobs. We'll see people. I remember praying for someone who had been without a job for a long time, and finally God rewarded him with a job, a beautiful job paying beautiful money. And you know, this is our call, to make things appear that are not appearing. It's called faith. We live by faith through the grace of God.
So right now I would like to break off that spirit of the orphan over people, because this is a demonic assignment to keep you trapped, without advancing. It's a lying spirit. It's a spirit of deception. So in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus upon all of us right now, and we come against the spirit of the orphan. We bind every lying spirit. We bind every spirit of deception. We bind every spirit of torment, tormenting spirits. You are all bound in the name of Jesus. Spirits of shame, of rejection, of abandonment, you are all bound right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And they must leave you now. Decree now after me, I have the mind of Christ. Decree that over your life. Decree this, I have the spirit of excellence. Decree that over your life. Decree, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Decree that over your life. And decree and declare that you are a king in this planet because you are a son or daughter of the Most High God. Decree over your life. The Lord has delegated his authority in me. In Jesus' mighty name, change the way that you think. Get into the Word of God and let that Word renew your mind so that you can start having a kingdom mindset in Jesus' mighty name.
July 25th to the 31st, the School of the Holy Spirit in Woburn. And I hope you're going to come. It's about 5 or 6 days, and God does great things there. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.